Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this goofy little editing program, ramble a bit in between, and post the resulting catastrophe for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is weekly challenge number 204, and the topic is gods. The music you're hearing in the background is, well, it's something that I got off of a clip site, and it works pretty well. However, I usually use something by Guy David at guydavid.com, and you can find more from him there. We've got a fun batch of stories this week on the topic of gods, so let's hear them in the order that I receive them. First up is Zachman.
This is Zachman. You thought the days of the gods, at least gods with small g, were over, but the internet has two of the strangest gods. There is this powerful god that is represented by a little blue bird. The nemesis god of the little blue bird is a giant falling whale who shows up when things don't work. It may be Doug Adams's falling whale, but in this story is rescued by little orange birds with a big web net. They fight a god who was created to be helpful, the now evil Clippy. They also fight the evil Bonsai Buddy.
Thank you, Zachman. Now, if you had a hard time understanding that, and I don't know why since he was clear as a bell, the text for that story and all the others are in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there is a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites that will determine who picks the topic next week. Unless you don't send in a topic, then I just get stuck having to pull one at random, or whichever one just jumps out at me. Maybe I'll pick two or three. Yeah. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so that you can learn more about them. Maybe send them a package. A package with a human skull. Remember, it's got to be human skull, no cat or dog skulls. That's a sick. Next up, it's Kimi. Yeah, Kimi's out there. And he's come up with another story. It's taken him a while to put this one together. Sometimes he gets an idea, and then, oh, it's too late, and, oh, no, I can't do that. Well, he got it all together, and, even without a computer or microphone, the man pushed it. He did his damnedest. So you can do these with all sorts of things. You don't need a computer or a microphone. You could record a voicemail and forward it or something. There's always a way. If you have to get a stylus and pottery and a potting wheel and record it that way and then ship the pottery and hope it doesn't break, well, okay, that's a little extreme. But let's see what Kimi came up with.
Looking into her eyes from his side of the glass, his last words to her were, "I am sorry." She needed to believe he had changed. His back to her now, his smirk telling a different story, he whispered to the guard, "Sorry, I was caught." As they strapped him to the table, everyone prayed the phone would not ring for this animal. It never did. When he rose up in his next life, he was surrounded by not just one, but by all the gods, each ready to take turns at removing that smirk for little Sarah's mother.
Thank you, Kimi. All the gods. What kind of hotel space would you need to gather them all up and all the coordination? You know, some of those guys, they travel on the backs of winged birds and lightning. and clouds and giant balloons tethered with elephants. How do you gather them all? And they don't all speak the same language, so that would be a logistical nightmare. So this dude really, really, really must have done something big. Okay, let's see who's next. Why, it's someone who's new to these here parts. It's Ross. Ross can be found at rossitron.com, and I'm adding him to the sidebar so that all the links of everyone who's ever written for the site. And remember, everybody's site, if they give me one, is in that poll, in the show notes. So, Ross, let's see what you've got for us. Interesting.
Hi, this is Ross from rossitron.com, and here's my entry for weekly challenge number 204. And why, Mr. Loki? Yes, Mr. Loki. Why do you think you'd be suitable for the demigod position? Well, I have plenty of deity experience from my last place of employment. Yes, about that. It says here in your letter of recommendation that you were a bit of a troublemaker? Well, I pulled a couple practical jokes, but I wouldn't call that making trouble. Yes, I see. And do you have anything that would prevent you from starting as early as next week? Only Ragnarok. Okay, thank you very much for your time, Mr. Loki. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, Ross. And remember, you're welcome back any time, except for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, because that's not when the weekly challenge is. It's on Sundays. So come back. Really. Don't abandon me with these weird people. Thank you, Nardo. All right. Well, yes, I'm back on the couch, as you can tell, by the horrible audio quality. I'm using the headset because I'm lazy, and I've got Nardo here, and I'm petting him. Isn't that right? Isn't that right, buddy? Yes, you're a good buddy. All right. Well, let's check out who's next. It's Anima. She's returned, and she has a story for us. Well, it's not like she would, you know, bake a cake. Why are you biting my arm? Cats.
Anima here with my submission for this week's weekly challenge, titled Gearhead. The Aboriginals say that the gods must be crazy, giving man so much technology. I say the gods must be delusional to give man these soft, squishy bodies that need so much maintenance. I dream of upgrading to an anodized aluminum skin, resistant to exposure and punctures. I pine for precision gears meshing quietly instead of painful, creaking, popping joints. One day, I will do wind-downs instead of sit-ups to stay in shape. Oh, to raise a pint of WD-40, that unctuous amber liquid, instead of this wretched gin. Bartender, pour me another, and you can skip the ice.
Remember, those who deny the existence of robots may be robots themselves. Thank you, Anima, and good luck on that quest. I may have a few spare parts in the garage from when I tried to fix the lawnmower. Then I tried to fix the car. You know what? I'm going to tell you what my project is. I'm trying to save up for an electric bike. I know electric bike is a phrase that in Texan equals suicide, but I think I want to get an electric bike. It's my way of saying to the world, I'm too lazy to do all that pedaling myself. But I want to look twerpy. All right, well, down here, if you want something that doesn't run on gas, it better be a horse. Or a sleigh. Not that there's ever enough snow for a sleigh. I wish there was. That would be fun. Well, there's no avoiding it. It's time for Steven the Nuclear Man, who did a reading in Second Life last week. If you had the time, it was quite a good reading, good stories, and he answered a few questions. And I'm hoping that more people give that a try. Maybe we should do some sort of monthly or biweekly kind of thing. Will Ross and Others have been talking about doing something and maybe get Justin to fire things up again. I don't know. I'd love to organize something, but then it all comes tumbling down a few weeks later. I mean, there was only one person at my reading on Wednesday. Only one. Only one. But that one person, they made my day. Even more than a Hallmark card. So here comes Steven the Nuclear Man. Now, he didn't have a chance to record his story. He's off at some sort of gathering or convention or something like that. So let's find out what his story is through the midget.
We dream of immortality. We lost it in a garden and sought it in a fountain. We look to find immortality in our children, hoping our children will be as uncountable as the sand on a beach or the stars in the sky. We seek immortality through art, music, books. That will not happen. In 3 generations, our names will be forgotten by our great-grandchildren, our works, dust. I teach my son my ideas. My thoughts become part of him. He will share them throughout his life. My ideas will spread through the world, and I will live forever.
But will you light up the stars like a flame? I'm not sure. Thank you, Stephen, and thank you to the midget for recording this story. Remember, if you're running out of time, call the midget. I wonder who's next. Well, here's someone who ran out of time just almost. Almost. He's using the daylight savings time excuse, which is perfectly valid. I mean, last week I still recorded, but I was kind of out of it. I've been out of it for a few months now. Work has been a little weird. Oh, well, at least I'm not doing any necromancy or raising the dead or cannibalism yet. Oh, well, so here's TJ and his story. Let's see what we can come up with for his.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and happy first day of spring, everyone. And this is Muse. We bring wood nymphs and sprites into our world with the ficus in the lobby, the bonsai on the receptionist's desk. The water nymphs bubble joyfully in the water cooler. Hermes keeps the internet running, communicating at light speed via satellite. Thor admires the spark of his handiwork burning inside every car and truck on the road. Mars is gorging, but hardly sated. While in the darkness, Athena and Shiva stir in Morpheus' slumber, ready to wake in a burst either of global awareness or global destruction. Hey, monotheism may be easier, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's right.
Thank you, TJ. Now you know why I drink bottled water instead of water out of the cooler. I don't want water nymph piss in my water. Well, at least during work hours. Next up is Jay Radimus. Did he record his story? Hold on, let me check. Nope, he didn't. Okay, he's got a question, and I'm going to do this one openly. Do you know of any good ways to socialize a new cat into a currently single cat house? The prime cat is a socialized feral cat. She was rescued feral at 2 months, socialized and adopted by us at 2 years. By us 2 years ago. Okay. The new cat is followed by stepson or apartment and appears to be an abandoned pet. Okay, one, it depends how old the new cat is. If it was a pet, but solo, then it's going to have a hard time adapting. We found here that of all the cats that have integrated, it's when they're a kitten. Kittens adapt best. When it was the group of four, Piper and Nardo never quite bonded too well when they were separate. And then Edlo and Frisky, sort of, But Frisky would chase Edlo around. And then when it was just down to Nardo and Frisky, Nardo would chase Frisky around and scare him. And Piper never really caught... Edlo didn't like anyone. Nardo never really got along with anyone. But now, when Boo, a year ago, came here, yeah, Nardo looked after Boo, and then Boo went after his tail. And then Bruin was like, you know, oh, great, get that kitten away from me. But Bruin would snuggle up to him. Sometimes they do some socialized grooming. Nardo has gotten better about that. He won't attack instantly. Now he gets grumpy and flinches and takes a while. So what you need to do is send that cat back in time to become a kitten. If anyone has any advice on this one, let them know. But maybe we could make next week, you know, the weekly challenge and cat advice. Put in the comments what your advice is. Let's turn into a cat forum. Let's see how many posts we can actually get in there. So here we go with Jay Radimus.
Thank the gods, sighed Mark, as he narrowly avoided a small hole. Give it a rest, will you? Pleaded Jeff. What? Asked Mark. Oh, that by the gods, thank the gods, gods be praised rubbish, Jeff snapped. It's nonsense and ridiculously pretentious. You only started it after that ancient mythologies in modern times class. You sound like an utter knob. Mark scowled as Jeff finished ranting. They continued walking down the street, but silently now. Behind Jeff's back, Mark mumbled a curse by the gods under his breath, and Jeff fell down an open manhole. I hate you, Jeff groaned.
Wow. Well, I guess I won't be making fun of my polytheistic friends anymore. That can be quite dangerous. Or maybe I won't walk in the street. I'll brachiate from tree to tree, swinging like a monkey. That would be kind of fun, actually. Wouldn't you like to brachiate from tree to tree? I just like the word brachiate, I guess. Next up is Norval Joe. He has quite a tale for us this week, and let's hear him wail on that harmonica. Go, Norval Joe, go.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll. This is my entry for the weekly challenge number 204 with a prompt of gods. Here's my story. Dale scooped two large handfuls of clay from the reclaim barrel and slapped it down on the plaster wedging table. He kneaded the sloppy ooze until it was firm and consistent. He crafted a small creature with bulging eyes, pointing ears, and long fangs. He carefully placed the soft clay figure with the others atop the ceramic kiln. "What are those?" one of the new freshmen asked. "They're kiln gods," Dale said. "They protect the firing." "You believe that?" the kid asked. Dale scratched his beard, smiled, and winked. Inside the kiln, flaming twins of those above crept around the baking pottery. Thanks for listening. Jeff wrote a story this week, so I'm sure he's going to plug Great Heights. I'll leave that up to him. We'll see you next week.
Well, congratulations and thank you, Norval Joe, but I don't think Jeff made it in time. Oh, no. No, Jeff! Well, you can get to Jeff's stuff at greatheights.blogspot.com. It's in the sidebar there. It's in the sidebar with all the links. Also, there's a new story, Merciless Storytellers. I need to get that link in there. You know, places where other folks do. And also, the 100-word stories are going to start appearing in Horror Addicts, which is taping right now. I need to get to it in a little bit. But first, I have this story to share for you from Planet Z.
There is a god for everything. For a while, when man created something new, one of the existing gods would claim it. Sun and fire, water and rain. However, man created so many new things, the gods added to their numbers to govern it all. Sometimes man would abolish or destroy something completely, and a god would no longer need to watch over it. Gods without responsibility lost their power, becoming vulnerable and mortal. They'd beg to share the caseloads from overwhelmed gods, but man doesn't work that way. Cast out of Olympus, naked and cold, and forever seeking revenge.
Well, that's it for today's weekly challenge number 204, Gods. And to me, you are all gods, up there high on the mountaintop, proclaiming your stories throughout the universe. You can check out more from the archives at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and that has the show notes for this episode, as well as the poll, where you can choose your favorites, and also click on the links to find out more about each of these people. Although by now, you've clicked on those links hundreds, thousands of times. It's almost as if you could put socks on your hands and make images of these people telling you stories. In fact, that's maybe what you do. Put socks on your hands and have one be Norval Joe, Norval Joe, and this is my story. And have another one be Anima, hey, I got a story for you. Just, as always, don't do this while driving. Wait until the light is red. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening in, and tune in next week when we have another weekly challenge. The topic will be fire. I'll see you then. And, as always, keep it brief.